Well, the morning show, very pleased to welcome today Andy Fagan. And Andy's a candidate, a Democratic candidate for the New York State Assembly 124th District, which covers Tioga County and also portions of Broome and Chemung counties as well. Good morning, Andy, and welcome to WEBO.
Good morning.
Appreciate you coming down. And we're going to jump right in. What made you decide to go and run for the Assembly?
Well, I have this thing in my brain that tells me I need to do everything I can to make things better. And looking at our district, I believe we need someone who would be a better advocate for us and be more accessible. I've also learned from the first time I ran for office for county legislature how much people appreciated just having another choice on the ballot. Too often we go to the ballot and there are no choices. There's only one or only one choice. And that's not good for any of us, regardless of your party. We need people to run. We need people to be aware of what's happening. We need people to communicate what's going on. And I hope to do a better job of communicating what's happening in Albany and how that affects us here. And to make sure we advocate for our rural communities, especially for our farms or small businesses, and for the most vulnerable. We have a lot of seniors in our area. I want to make sure that they have access, not only them, but everyone has access to the information and resources they need to live a happy and healthy life.
Now, the New York State Assembly, 124th District, what geographically does that cover? You've got Tioga County,
yes.
But then you've got some surprising parts that this goes.
Yeah, one of my goals, too, is just to, as a campaign, to help educate people about how things work and to make sure people know what districts they live in, you know, from their own town or village to their county and to, like, this district. So this district, I'm learning. All of Tioga County, New York State. So if you're in Tioga County, do you know what county you live in? Check where you pay your taxes. And and then there's four towns in Broome County, actually, in northern Broome. So that's the towns of Lyle, Nanticoke, Barker, and Maine. And then in Chemung County, it's a good portion of Chemung County. The towns of Ashland, Baldwin, Big Flats, Chemung, Horseheads, Town of Elmira, and Southport, which also includes Pine City, and the city of Elmira, as well as the Town of Elmira also includes the village of Elmira Heights.
So that's surprising. This is a lot of population spread out, some of it rural, some of it not.
Yes, yeah.
So that's interesting as well. Well, tell me about some of your background and experience.
Okay. So I think I'm uniquely, positioned to serve in this role because of my work experience, primarily working with Cornell Cooperative Extension. I served as the director of Cornell Cooperative Extension here in Tioga County, as well as 14 years, 13 of those years simultaneously, as the director of Cornell Cooperative Extension in Chemung County. In that role, I oversaw programming to serve the people of the two counties in a wide range of programs, from agriculture, 4-H youth development, parenting, education, natural resources, community development. And in that work, I learned how to manage people, manage money, oftentimes with limited resources. And I developed working relationships with a number of community partners. I recognized one of the biggest issues is communication and helping people understand how to navigate and find what they need. I worked to bring community partners together, organized nonprofit networks in both counties to bring our partnering agencies together to better understand who's doing what and how to identify where the gaps are. And that's one thing I was very excited about working on toward the end of my career on what we called the Move Forward program, which was an anti-poverty program. And I learned a lot about what it takes to help people move out of poverty. And I believe we can do better. And I would like to be able to bring that knowledge to this work and work with the people of the county, of this region, of this district, and to, again, make things better for all of us to live happy, healthy lives.
So that's the experience part of it. You started to get into your platform a little bit there as well. One thing you haven't hit on, though, is farming.
Oh, yes. That's the other part of it. You know, in addition to the work with Crop Extension, overseeing and working on agriculture programs here in both counties, we organize things like the Taste of Chemung and Taste of Tioga, trying to promote farming and supporting farmers. I grew up on a dairy farm, and I went to Cornell and received a bachelor's in animal science and a master's in teaching agriculture. So it's in my blood. I understand that. You mentioned how cold it was today. I tell you, I do not envy those folks on farms this morning. I know what it's like when everything is frozen. It's hard enough to work on farms and take care of your animals. But when things are frozen, and including the cow manure, that's difficult.
I was just thinking that.
And your fingers are numb and cold. And back in the day when I was I went back to the farm for a couple of years after college, and we had a couple of weeks of 20 below zero weather, and that was not fun.
It wakes you up, doesn't it? That morning run on the manure spreader definitely gets you ready for breakfast, without a doubt. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Andy Fagan. He's a candidate for the Democratic Party, and he's running for the New York State Assembly 124th District seat. Covers Tioga County and portions of Broome and Chemung counties. We've talked about what made him make the decision to run. We've talked about some of his experience. We've talked about his platform. And next up is when is the election? You've got both the primary and then the general election, as well as going and getting ready to go and collect signatures. So let's start in with the primary. What's the date again?
The primary is June 23rd. So as you mentioned, the first step is collect signatures. Folks across the state and country will be collecting signatures for candidates here in New York State. It's the last week of February through the end of March. And so folks will be, going out and trying to collect signatures for this particular position. I need to collect at least 500 signatures to be on the ballot. There is another person running out of Elmira, and if she's able to collect enough signatures, there will be a primary in June for this position, June 23rd. And then the general election is November 3rd. Just want to add, too, in addition to my work and farming experience, I've been involved with a number of boards and organizations across this region, including the Rural Health Network of South Central New York, which recognized me this past year as their rural health advocate. And also, I'm serving on the Food Bank of the Southern Tier Council. I actually worked there for a few months as the interim executive for the organization as they search for a new director. And I'm serving on the RACR board, which is the organization that provides programming for people with disabilities. And I'm also now on the Susan Christofferson Center for Community Planning.
So trying to 10 get the times name. Really fast.
Because I think it's important that we bring, just as my work with the Crop Extension was all about, bringing the best knowledge to decision makers, to make in both individuals, families, farms, communities, to help make the best decisions going forward.
For more information, where can someone go as far as your campaign, or if they want to donate or find out some more about things?
So you can follow my Facebook page at this point. It's Andy for NYS Assembly. So Andy for New York State Assembly. Facebook or a website's coming called Fagan for Assembly. That'll be coming up soon. And that's where you'll be able to learn more about how to support my campaign.
And then if somebody wanted to email you, how would they do that?
They can email me at Andy G. Fagan, F-A-G-A-N, @gmail.com. And if you want to know more about me personally, I'm also a singer-songwriter, and my fifth album is about to drop called What Are You Afraid Of? And that'll tell you more about what I think about and what I think is important. I really am a person who wants to work with and listen to people and do what I can, again, to make things better.
Now, you'll be at that event tonight at the Elks for the Tioga County Democratic Party.
Yes.
I believe it's 7 o'clock, the start time.
Yeah, we have social time at 6:30, and then the official meeting starts at 7. And I guess I didn't say my little slogan, together we can do better.
There we are. Any other parting thoughts for today? I like that.
No. Stay warm out there.
That's good advice right there. If you missed any portion of this interview, we're going to post it at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. 922, good morning.